Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. It's another beautiful Sunday here in the Western New York region. And as always, I'm joined with my wonderful co-host, the one and only Lauren Lewis. Good morning.
Hi, Dale. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great, as always. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good. How was your holiday?
You know what? My holiday was filled with just family, friends, food, and fun.
Perfect. That's how it should be.
And yours?
Mine was great. We had a really nice Christmas and Christmas Eve. Did a lot of our traditional things that my family and I do and spent time with family, friends, loved ones. And my brother and sister-in-law welcomed a new baby boy on Friday, the 27th.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that was added a nice little bonus to all of our Christmas this year. Very healthy baby boy, Joseph.
Joseph. Okay. Oh, and then what a biblical name.
Yeah. I asked my brother, like, you know, why they chose Joseph, and they liked it, number one. It's a great name. Also because of Christmas happening and, you know, Joseph.
Yes.
Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And then my brother told me that his father-in-law's grandfathers were both named Joseph, too. So some family ties to the name as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So now I have Patrick and Joseph, my two little nephews.
Beautiful names.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know what? I can't wait to see some new pictures.
You will. I'll show them to you after the show.
Okay. But now, I have to ask you
had
this.
Had dark hair. He's cute.
I have to ask you this, Lauren. You look slimmer. What? You didn't eat over the holidays or something?
I probably ate too much.
Most people are getting, you know,
you know what?
An abundance or something.
I don't like to limit myself, you know, especially around the holidays. I like to enjoy it and not feel guilty. So I make sure I go for a run every morning. So that way when I eat the extra cookies or a little bit extra breakfast, bigger breakfast, I don't feel as guilty.
Okay. Well, you know, look, even though Lauren is saying she's doing things on a bigger scale, on a bigger level,
yes.
I think she's lower on the scale than she realizes. So
thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I got my fill over the break.
Did you?
That's for sure. Yeah.
Lots of food.
A lot of food. Yeah. Roast beef is always common.
We did roast beef too on Christmas Eve.
I don't know what it is. Roast beef is just holiday food, it seems like.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I don't know.
And for our listeners out there, you're listening to Luke, who is also our producer of the show. He's a very intricate part of Western New York at Work, and he does a sports update. So, Luke, we have to ask you the same question. How was your
holiday?
Your Christmas? Your holidays.
It was great. My friend got me a personal coffee maker, so that was I've kind of hinted around that I want one, and he came through for me and got me one. So it's wonderful. And, you know, just spent it with family and whatnot. So big get-togethers. It's the one time a year we really get to do that. So it was fun. It was fun.
Luke was telling me before the show that he's been spending a lot of time at the studio with, like, the college football games, yes. The bowl games, and covering those.
I have been here quite a bit this weekend.
So that Keurig comes in very handy, I'm sure.
Yes.
Very interesting. Speaking of things that are interesting, I made a comment last week that, you know, I normally get a certain Christmas gift. The ugly tie, and the listener was listening, so they didn't give me the ugly tie this year.
They didn't?
They did not give me the ugly tie.
What'd they say about what you said on the radio?
They said, "How dare you?" So they stepped it up. They gave me the ugly sweater.
Oh,
I thought about that all week.
Really?
if you'd get that or not? So
yes, they outdid themselves this time. It was
good.
Like, okay, well, I don't think they can do this year. Gosh, it can't get any uglier than what it is.
Oh, no.
But so one of my Christmas gifts was the ugly sweater. And now I'm realizing that they're doing this on purpose.
You know, I think the ugly sweater, like, I mean, even 5-10 years ago, it started out as like a joke of a thing. But now stores are selling ugly sweaters because it's become such a holiday tradition for a lot of people to have the ugly sweater parties or, you know, people just want to wear them, whether it's to work for their holiday day or to their whatever holiday gathering they're going to. So you see a lot more people are having ugly sweaters in their retail shops. So it makes it easier to find. I mean, back in the day, I think you'd have to go to like Goodwill or Salvation Army or some consignment shops to find a ugly sweater like that literally was someone donated in the past. Now you can go to Target and Walmart and buy one.
I was wondering, what did I do to you? I'm like, okay, my taste is a lot better than this.
What'd you get them for Christmas?
Pair of gloves.
Pair of gloves. That's always a good gift.
Yes, pair of gloves. Leather gloves.
Pair of gloves, hat, scarves, always great gifts.
Yes, I mean, you know, I tend to, you know, be a little extravagant sometimes. You know, there were some expensive gloves.
Nice.
Yeah. So
leather?
Yes.
Very nice. Gloves.
Yeah, with fur on the end.
Ooh, fancy. I like it.
So unfortunately, they, you know, they don't share the same taste I do.
Not everyone can be as stylish or extravagant as Dale Martin.
They don't shop where you shop at.
I know.
I need to introduce you.
No, everyone has different taste. Everyone has different. I love to give gifts, and I think all my family is pretty good gift givers. But there's always that one or two people in your circle that just give the worst gifts ever.
Yeah, yeah, and I've been experiencing that for years and years.
Yeah, my brother's been a victim of that quite a lot.
Yeah, but I do have to ask this question: did it feel like Christmas without the snow?
I think
so. What are your thoughts?
I loved it this year because it was a beautiful day. I went for a run in the morning. Like I said, I had to get the run in because I could indulge later. But it made getting around to everywhere we had to go very easily. The roads were clear. It was nice. The sun was out.
I thought I was in a different city.
Yeah.
It didn't have that Christmas atmosphere, but it felt like spring, and that was awesome. It smelled like spring, too. It had that smell.
It did, yeah. I didn't miss the snow. I feel like we've had snow. Yeah, like I don't know. I didn't miss it.
We've
I liked
been
it.
Very lucky this winter.
So
at least.
So we've had a mild winter thus far, which means that January, February, March is going to be brutal. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because apparently it'll take longer for the lake to freeze or something, so there's a better chance of lake effect.
Yeah.
However that equates, that's just what I heard. Mm-hmm. But they say we're due for it if it doesn't come sooner. So
okay.
Well, we'll see. I do like to ski, so I would like to get down to Holiday Valley and ski at least once this winter, maybe twice.
Yes.
But you know, I don't mind when the roads are clear. I'm sorry. I like to drive and not worry about weather and snow affecting my drive.
And you're in Buffalo, New York, and it's 35, 40, in some cases 50, close to 50. The roads are clear. And it's just something. You know what? I'm going to clap my hands to global warming because I love this type of season. I'm very thankful and happy that we do have four seasons. But you know, I like the fact that we're not stepping into 4 feet of snow.
Yeah, and we weren't slushing around and sloppy and having to bundle up and put your boots on and your coats on and everything on Christmas Eve. It just made it that much easier to get around.
Yes.
Another thing, too, is plows not tearing up the roads with potholes. That's the thing I've noticed on the busier streets.
I don't think they've been fixed from last year, but, you know.
Right. They haven't fixed them from last year. Yeah.
No.
And Lauren, it's interesting that you bring that up because some of our streets, and we need to get the mayor back in here or someone from City Works Division to talk about that because too many of our roadways are not in the greatest condition, and they would tear up your vehicle.
Oh, you know, I mean, Main Street in Buffalo, it's brutal. Main Street, Delavan, I take those streets a lot just based on where I live and where my office is. And I try and avoid Main Street as much as I can now because it's like landmines driving up it. And it's
really
not even just the potholes, but just it's bumpy, it's uneven, it's chaotic. And then, you know, there's a lot of construction and new businesses going up on Main Street. Especially with the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, as developed as it is now, like there's a lot going on down there. It's a shame that the roads are not conducive for traffic.
They really should be a lot, better than what they are.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm a little hesitant because I'm like, oh boy, then it's going to really like make traffic frustrating for a while they're doing the construction.
For the longest time, too, right when you pull out of our studios here on Maple, that was awful. It was the whole right side of one of the lanes. Like going towards transit down there.
Oh, yeah.
It was like all just torn off. They finally fixed it recently, but it was like that for the longest time.
I think it is a big project for, our Department of Public Works and the streets divisions, but, because they have a lot to get done.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of roads that need help. So I'm sure they're doing it doing their job. We just maybe don't see it all the time because it might not be in our area. So hopefully it's all going to get done after this winter, because why bother doing it during the season?
Yeah, yes. And, you know, and Lauren, something you just said a moment ago, you said the word frustration. There is a lot of, you know, we're going to talk about frustration today on a different level. There are some frustrating things that are happening in the world of sports. If you watched college football yesterday, especially if you're an Ohio State fan. But we're not going to go into that right now. We're going to hear from Luke and find out what's happening in the world of sports.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dale. And, well, it's week 17 in the NFL as the Bills play their final home game of the season, hosting the New York Jets at 1. The Bills will be without defensive end Shaq Lawson and kick returner Andre Roberts for the game as they are dealing with injuries. Sean McDermott has said that a majority of the team's starters will play, though it is not clear at the moment who and how long they will play. The Bills are locked into the 5th seed in the AFC and will find out if they are facing the Texans or Chiefs in the wild card round today. The Bills can also get their first 11-win season since 1999. Following a 3-0 loss on Friday to the Bruins, the Sabres will play the second game of a home-and-home against Boston tonight at 7 o'clock. The hits keep coming for the Sabres as forward Jeff Skinner was injured in Friday's game. It was announced yesterday Skinner will be out at least 3 to 4 weeks, and the Sabres are currently 6th in the Atlantic Division. And Saturday also saw the college football playoff semifinal take place. LSU beat Oklahoma in the first game 63-28. That was the Peach Bowl. And LSU set a college football playoff record for points scored. Heisman winner Joe Burrow had one of the finest performances in college football history, tying the record for most TD passes in a bowl game, throwing 7 in the first half. Burrow recorded 8 touchdowns overall. Clemson knocked off Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl 29-23, following a last-second interception. National championship game takes place January 13th. This update is brought to you by Bocce's. Enjoy today's slate of games with a slice of Bocce. Now, Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to West New York at Work, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. It's the end of the year. We're dealing with a lot of happiness, joyness, and frustration. And again, if your team lost yesterday, you are frustrated. Lou, did you get a chance to watch any of the games yesterday?
I watched part of the Clemson game. I'm a Clemson fan. I'm not a bandwagoner. I swear, I like orange, my favorite color. I started liking them because of that. But I watched part of that. So yes, I was happy to wake up and see the result.
The first half of the game, they did not play well.
No.
They did not play well. It looked kind of ugly.
It was actually, I believe, quarterback Trevor Lawrence's first time having to play from behind starting the second half. So as long as Trevor Lawrence has been there, and again, they've won 29 straight games or whatever it is, he's not entered the second half down, and he's been there. This is his second full season there. So no, impressive. They showed what they're made of, really.
Very impressive. 14-0. They are going to the championship. Lauren, now you are a sports fan yourself. I mean,
yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch any of the college football games?
Yeah, I watched some of them. I watched the LSU game.
What a crazy score.
What?
I said, what a crazy score.
I know. It really was.
Yeah.
They blew it out.
And just the records that LSU set, it was the most amount of points recorded thus far in the college football playoff in the 5 years that it's been around. So
wow.
No, just crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's a fun time of year when you have the bowl games going on. We're winding up the NFL season and going into playoffs. And thankfully, you know, our Bills playing today versus the Jets, kind of a meaningless game, but it's, you know, we're in a good spot. We're in a great spot. And Dale, I'm going to go back to preseason when you said we were making the playoffs this year.
Yes.
And I was like, Dale, it's just preseason. Don't get excited. And here we are. We made the playoffs, and it's an exciting, exciting time for the Buffalo Bills and all of Bills Mafia who've been here through, I mean, it's been a long, long time coming. So now twice in the past 3 years we've made the playoffs.
It's really, in fact, if you are a sports fan in Western New York, it's really an exciting time. Whether our Bills, our Sabres, and even our collegiate teams, UB,
yeah.
Especially the men and the women, they just played in Jamaica. The Bahamas Bowl. Recently, and so again, if you are a sports fan, if you live in West New York, this is an exciting time.
That's
if you
great.
Don't live in West New York, this is a time to visit our region and see all the great, you know, great amenities and things that we have. You mentioned about going skiing. We have so much to offer. We always have great food. So,
oh my gosh, I know we
great
do.
Food, good entertainment. What else does our city have to offer?
Food, entertainment, easy access to Canada and up to Toronto, Niagara Falls, ski resorts.
I think it helps that the city isn't too big either. It's not overwhelming.
Yeah. It's easy to get around and easy to access and navigate. And, I mean, you have a canal side where you can go ice skating and play. You could do curling. They have, like, those igloo set up down there now.
Yeah. We have a big city infrastructure with a small community mindset, and I say that with the intent of saying we have something for everyone.
I agree, 110%. Something for everyone.
Yeah, if you're walking down Hurdle Street, in fact, I was on Hurdle Avenue yesterday, as a matter of fact, and when people just say hello to you, just because they're walking by, they're not looking down. They're looking up, and they're happy just to be out.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm out running, I run around Delaware Park a lot and around Elmwood. I always make sure to say hi to, like, the other runners or people walking, and it's always nice when they say hello back to you. But there's a lot that just don't.
And I think obviously Buffalo has taken steps to become a city that's a more progressive city, like Seattle, with the buildings and stuff, like multi-use buildings, whatnot.
Yeah.
So I think it's worth checking out just to see the changes that are going on too, and also the architecture.
Oh, fabulous
city
architecture!
City Hall
here.
Is like. A modern marvel of architecture, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So. City Hall, you have the Darwin Martin House.
Yes.
Greystone, like we have a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright. Even Olmsted Parks are huge testaments to different styles of architecture.
And we ranked number one in terms of architecture in the country. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, it goes back to our rich history.
Right. Pan-American Exposition.
Yes. All of the
All
above.
Back to that.
Yes.
And I think, you know, our friends over at Invest Buffalo Niagara are doing a great job to try, and they've been previous guests on the show. They are doing a great job to really tell our story about what Buffalo has to offer so that we do attract new companies and new businesses to Buffalo and attract, you know, people to the area as well.
Yeah. Speaking of attraction, and we've had a great year. And if we took a moment just to reflect on 2019, because we're going into 2020. But 2019, we've had an amazing year. We've had some outstanding guests. And if we don't mention your name, believe me, you are in our hearts here at West New York at Work, because we greatly appreciate each and every one of all of our guests.
Week in
and week out, that come in studio, tell your story, talk about who you are, what makes you unique, and the mission and the drive that you have for your organization. Whether you're a company owner, or professional, we greatly appreciate, you know, your presence, because you are what makes West New York at Work make the magic. You bring the magic, you know, with Lauren and I live here in the studio. And as you mentioned, you've had Invest Buffalo Niagara. We've had countless other, okay? If we just start to name a few, just to drop some names, Buffalo Healthy Living, which has been a part of us for many years. We had Tyler from the Buffalo Credit Organization.
Yep. Buffalo Credit Repair.
Yes, and I think, you know, many people, as we move into the new year, are going to need to take a look at how they want their new year to be. You know, how they want to repair their credit, repair themselves, you know, just start a new chapter in their lives.
Yeah, and along those lines, too, insurance. We had Marsha Brogan in studio with us several times and talking a lot about how to make sure you are covered and insured for whatever aspect of your life it might be, whether it's life insurance, business insurance. I think we talked about
cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity.
We talked about cybersecurity. Speaking of Marsha, Marsha reached out and said she wants to continue on and be a continuing partner with Western New York at Work. And in fact, you know, we do the Western New York at Work Partners with the Shared Vision event. This will be our fifth year. That's something that, you know, we do every year in the month of April. We'll be talking more and more about that. We've talked about social media. We've talked about, we have Seth
marketing
Green.
And marketing. Seth Green.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Spencer Rubeck from Range Marketing. We had him as well.
Yes.
Security standpoints, we had Mario Rodriguez from Forsetti Protection.
Yes. And because of the fact, and let's talk a little bit about that, because we live in a society where we have to be very conscientious of our security.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, whether you're going to church, a mosque, going to a movie theater, you have to, you know, you have to have an awareness of what's around you. There are individuals out there that are trying to take our civil liberties away from us. And the way they're doing it is by creating devastation and destruction in our lives. And we can't ignore that. And Mario and his company with Forseti Security, they do a great job with educating, you know, companies and individuals how to have that awareness.
And that's so important. I think that's the first step you need to take in making sure that you are protected and safe in your business or organization, and your, you know, employees or members of the organization are safe. So we have to make, you know, it's important that we have companies like Forseti Protection and doing what Mario is doing to help everyone stay safe.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of staying safe, Luke just said it's time to stay safe and take a break.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So, Western New York at Work, we are here live in the studio at ESPN 1520. Do not go anywhere. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll see you on the other half.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Can you remember where you were or who you were with when you had the best workout of your life? Hi, I'm Amy Buemi, and when I think back, I'm always at Catalyst Fitness with a trainer pushing me. I love the feeling of working out with women and men at different fitness levels, motivating me to be the best version of myself. And when someone hits their goal, that's the energy I take to keep Catalyst Fitness growing. The best way to get results is to be in a group setting, walk into any Catalyst location and have a goal in mind or needing some direction. We will have the perfect trainer for you. Catalyst has the best variety of equipment and dynamic training areas to make your results happen. The best certified trainers, team training classes, Les Mills classes, cycling, indoor turf area, weight loss programs, hydro massage recovery, and so much more. $9.99 makes you a member. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. $9.99, all six locations. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. Activate your life.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520. Dale is here rocking out to the Bills song, the shout song. I think that's how a lot of us are feeling this season for sure.
And I love it.
It's so exciting. And I think props to all the fans that are still going out there today. You know, I think it's going to be a rainy afternoon, but, you know, it's been a great season for the Bills. And no one shows up better than Bills fans. I mean, even after they lost to New England last week, the fans were still there to greet them at the airport. I don't think there's any fan base in the NFL that does that, like Bills Mafia. So
a lot of teams say they have the best fans in the world, but you have to have a Buffalo Bills experience.
You do. through the good, the bad, the ugly, and back to the good and back into the playoffs. We're going to the Super Bowl.
And so many people are part of Bills Mafia, whether they realize it or not.
Yeah. So this is funny. I think it was last week or the week before, I was on Twitter, and I saw that Jerry O'Connell, the actor, tweeted a video of him at the Bills Backers Bar in New York City, McFadden's.
Wow.
And I tweeted back. I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know Jerry O'Connell was a Bills fan. And
Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, actually, there's a video of him now at, like, an amusement park. He posted it. It was just, like, a throwaway video. And he has a Bills shirt on. Also, the captain of the San Jose Sharks, Logan Couture, he's a Bills fan, too. Bills fans are everywhere.
Bills fans are everywhere. There's nothing more fun, too, than when you travel and you have, like, a Bills hat on or a Bills shirt and people are like, go Bills. Yeah, Buffalo. Go Bills.
Yes.
It's fun.
Speaking of go, we're going into 2020.
I know. Crazy. And I'm so excited.
And so many people are looking at their lives. They're going to hit the reset button. Fresh start, a new year, and careers comes to mind for me. So, Lauren, you live and breathe this every day. What are some of the exciting career opportunities that are out there, within your space?
Wow. I mean, we have so many great positions we've been working on at Staff Buffalo, director of finance, controller positions. We just filled some sales positions, administrative positions. Any level of type of job you are looking for, whether it's customer service, administrative, up to, a CFO position, chief operating officer position, it's out there.
And the
opportunity is out there.
From a salary range standpoint, what do you see in terms of compensation? In some of these, professional opportunities?
From a range, it's hard to say because every job is different. But we talk to a lot of our clients about is you have to be competitive on salary in order to get a great candidate and the candidate that you want. If you make them an offer and they want $5,000 more than you offer, you don't want to lose that candidate. So you have to try and be a little bit flexible and competitive on making the right offer for the salary that the candidate wants. It's a candidate market right now. It still is. They have a lot of say in their job opportunities. So
if you want an A player, then you gotta pay him or her.
And in the grand scheme of things, $5,000 is not a big deal to a candidate. But when it comes down to pay and whether it's weekly or biweekly, it really only equates to a few extra dollars, like a pay period. So you got to look at it that way. Like, it makes a big difference to a candidate, but from your payroll perspective, like, I'm always like, you can make a little bit, have a little flexibility there.
Yeah.
And for anyone who's thinking about waiting 2 weeks to get their resume prepared, speaking of resumes, does your organization offer resume service?
We do a resume formatting service. We won't write your resume for you. There are great resume writers out there, but we will help format it to make sure it's done professionally and looks professional. And we'll help provide like edits and critiques so you can make your resume stronger. But the candidate has to, at least have the baseline work done.
Yes. Okay. And there's a couple of organizations, two organizations in particular I want to make sure that we mention before we close out today's show. One is the Buffalo Human Resources Association.
Absolutely.
They are an amazing HR, this region's version of SHRM. And, if you are working in HR, or if you're thinking about just being associated with that organization, you need to take a look at the Buffalo Human Resources Association.
And the Buffalo Niagara Human Resources Association, it's not just for HR professionals, although there are a lot of HR professionals in our association, but you don't have to be an HR professional to attend any of our events. We have great networking events. We have great dinner meetings with speakers that talk a lot about, what's happening in the workplace, what's happening within people's careers, what type of employment laws, are changing and are being updated this year. So there's a lot of benefits to coming to one of our events and checking it out.
Yes. And another organization I'd like to mention is also Infotech Western New York. It used to be known as Infotech Niagara. Infotech Western New York is an amazing IT organization, and the networking is second to none.
Oh, it's the best.
And it's not just IT. It's IT,
everything.
It's finance, it's healthcare. It's just so many. And that's what I love about what our community brings to the table, which is what we bring each and every Sunday here at Western New York at Work. And it's the fastest radio show in radio history.
Every week it gets faster and faster, this half hour.
Our time is out. Any parting thoughts? Let's start with Luke.
Well, have a happy new year, first of all, to you guys and our listeners. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope everyone has a fantastic close to 2019 and kicks off 2020 spectacularly and has a great start to the new year. And go Bills.
That's right. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
And in closing out, I like to say, you know what? We love you. We thank you for loving us and joining us each and every Sunday. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next week.
Neighborhood Health Center, a primary health care provider, has been offering health care services to the Western New York community for more than 30 years, providing services including internal medicine, family medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, pediatrics, podiatry, behavioral health, nutrition and dentistry. Neighborhood Health Centers accepts all patients and participates in most insurance plans, including the under and the uninsured. Neighborhood Health Center has 4 great locations, including their newest locations in Blaisdell and the OBGYN only office in Hamburg, New York, at 151 Elmview Avenue. If you would like information on the various Neighborhood Health Center services, their convenient locations, or to make an appointment, contact 716-332-3070 or visit neighborhoodhealthcenter.org. Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area of Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.